listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, a big edition for a Friday. Breaking news, what it means, why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We start with a big-time news exclusive from John Solomon in Just the News. It has to do with those DOJ investigations. Then, an extended visit with none other than beloved children's author Sally Lloyd-Jones on some solutions for your child's summer. You going crazy? We got answers. Also, Mike Huckabee. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm seeing, personally, activity behind the scenes that the Justice Department is trying to bring those first indictments. And I would look for a time around Labor Day to see the first sort of action by the Justice Department. But for those who know the real story and see all this evidence sitting out and open, it is overwhelmingly frustrating to see no action.
Not only is it frustrating to see no action, it's frustrating to not even get news updates on what is happening. And in the post George Floyd and current Black Lives Matter, defund the police, et cetera, environment that we've been in, you have not been hearing, especially from mainstream outlets, what is going on in the Justice Department investigations with everything that involved Russiagate, all of the stuff behind the scenes in terms of the abuse of the FISA courts, the way the Steele dossier was put together and the process by which it came to light continues to be something that is not been a settled issue. And someone who is working diligently on his new platform, justthenews.com, to get to the bottom of all of this is a former personality from The Hill and the kind of co-founder there. He's now justthenews.com is John Solomon's home where he hangs his hat. And he joins us exclusively today on Kevin McCullough. John, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being back. And I want to go straight to your exclusives. You've got some big stuff that even on the site today, you're getting a massive amount of traffic on. And it has to do with a court case that was decided in the Steele dossier situation earlier this week in London. Fill my folks in on what happened.
Absolutely. It's a very important decision. So there were two Russian businessmen who were maligned, whose reputations were wrongly besmirched in one of the memos that make up the Steele dossier. So Christopher Steele wrote about a dozen and a half memos, packaged them into what we now call the Steele dossier, gave it to the FBI, leaked it to the media. And one of these memos besmirched a couple of bank businessmen in Russia. And they brought a lawsuit against them in England under a unique law, data privacy law. And they won. The court ruled that Christopher Steele had forwarded to the FBI information, allegations that he had not thoroughly checked, vetted, made sure it was accurate before he gave it to the FBI. And as a result, these men's reputations were wrongly besmirched, and he was ordered, his company was ordered to pay each of them about $22,000 in American dollars as a penalty. The money's really not important to these guys. They're billionaires as bankers. But more importantly was the finding that a British court, with just a little bit of work, figured out that Christopher Steele didn't do any homework. He just took whatever was coming into him, threw it into a document, sold it to the FBI. And so now you have a British court looking at this real quickly, something the FBI should have done in 2016, saying, listen, this stuff wasn't meritorious. It wasn't accurate. It wasn't validated. It wasn't verified. And there should be a legal consequence.
John, let me pause you here for a second,
yeah,
because that makes the FBI look like complete rubes.
Well, it does. And there's even worse than that. So not only is there a British finding that in one memo, they found five substantially false allegations that were given to the FBI. But here's another very important point. They uncovered something that the IG never mentioned, that the FBI has never mentioned, that no congressional committees have ever mentioned. They found out that Christopher Steele had handwritten notes of the very first time he met with the FBI to share the dossier with them, which was on July 5th, 2016. If that date sounds familiar to your listeners, it's a very important date in history. because that's the same day that James Comey went public and said Hillary Clinton had just been cleared in her classified email case.
Oh,
so the
wow.
same day, isn't that amazing? The same day that Hillary Clinton gets off, her opposition researcher, Christopher Steele, working for Fusion GPS, walks into the FBI and says, ta-da, I've got all of this dirt on Donald Trump. That can't be a coincidence. But he wrote notes that have not been in the American discourse before. And they show flatly, unequivocally, undoubtedly, according to the judge in Britain, that Christopher Steele told his FBI handlers the very first time he hands him the dossier that my ultimate client is Hillary Clinton. Now, why is that significant? Because when the FBI went to the FISA court 3 months later, we now can establish they knew this was a Hillary Clinton opposition research project designed to get Hillary elected, Donald Trump defeated. And the FBI agents who submit that bad FISA warrant that had all those problems with it based on the Steele dossier. They failed to tell the court that this is a Hillary Clinton oppo research dump. And so now you've got two very strong pieces of evidence of why FBI agents might want to be prosecuted or should be prosecuted by John Durham. They didn't vet their information, but they called it verified to the court. They didn't tell the court that their main source was working for Hillary Clinton. Two huge revelations out of the British court.
That is stunning stuff, John Solomon, making news here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and he's got it all documented at justthenews.com. It's at the top of the page, in fact, right now. But go and see for yourself. Now, John, obviously, the Durham investigation has been kind of just quietly plugging along. And he's, you know, Durham is kind of an interesting character because he took a very small role in everything and said, I'm not going to expand the need for hiring folks and stuff unless I find things. And then over time, he has added additional jurisdictions and additional attorneys general to come on board and to handle different parts of the prosecutions. Where do things stand? And are we likely to see criminal indictments and prosecutions coming from Durham's efforts?
It's always hard to predict what will ultimately come out of a grand jury because nobody knows what a grand jury is thinking until the evidence is submitted before them. But next week, I have a book coming out called Fallout, and it lays out every piece of evidence that in the 3.5 years of my reporting, Sarah Carter's reporting, my colleague, Seamus Bruner, who's my co-author on the book, every piece of evidence we found in the Russia case. And it develops this extraordinary narrative, very, very strongly documented, that the reason Christopher Steele walks into the FBI that Hillary Clinton tries to smear Donald Trump is because Hillary Clinton did a poll in 2015 after the Peter Schweizer book came out and raised all the Clinton cash issues, that the single greatest liability to her ability to get elected as president in 2016 was her and her husband's relationship with Russia. Of all the things that had gone on in her life, email, you name it, it was that issue that the poll showed most damaged her chances for becoming president. And so Christopher Steele's effort was designed to neutralize the Russia issue so Republicans would be afraid, oh, we've got baggage on Russia, we shouldn't use it on Hillary Clinton during the election. And that's what gave rise to a false criminal investigation. So if you want to build a criminal conspiracy case, you have to start with the intent. This wasn't an intelligence project. It was a political dirt muckraking project designed to help Hillary Clinton get rid of her biggest liability in the election. And then you begin to realize all the things that the FBI did to contort, mislead, criminally deceive the FISA court. John Durham has all that evidence. If he doesn't, he can read my book. He can find it in 5 minutes. It's all sitting out in the open. The frustrating part for people who watch this is that he's been in business for about 12 months now, 14 months, actually. He's not delivered a single indictment. He didn't Right. indict Andy McCabe when there was a referral for that. Didn't indict James Comey when Comey was referred. And people are beginning to wonder what's going on. Now, I've been covering this very closely. Over the last 2 months, I've seen, even though we've had COVID and the city's been shut down here in Washington, I've seen some pretty significant evidence of prosecutors doing the things that you normally do to build a case, interviewing witnesses, obtaining documents, trying to get cooperation agreements, talking to defense lawyers and other people in the city. And it looks as though they're on a timetable, if everything stayed the same, to potentially bring some criminal cases or plea bargains by the time late summer comes around, which is what Bill Barr has been saying. He's been saying, I'd look for late summer. It looked to me from the people I've been talking to that they're kind of zeroing in that period just before or just after Labor Day. But As you've heard this week, with some of the leaks that have occurred, grand juries are slowed down. There's some idea that some prosecutors may not want to do anything until after the election. It's sort of ambiguous as to when that moment will come. But I have seen significant activity that suggests that federal prosecutors believe they've witnessed some federal crimes involved in the conduct of the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA, and they're now taking the steps to build those cases, do the sort of things you do before you get an indictment or what is known as a criminal information plea deal. And the best experts who are interacting with John Durham's probe say it kind of feels like the time around Labor Day may be the time, but it could slip.
All right.
That's the best I can report.
All right. And that's a lot. Man, you got a lot in today, John. Appreciate the update. JustTheNews.com is where you to go to get all of John Solomon's excellent work and be looking for that book next week. And, John, I will expect you to be back so that we can properly sell you a few copies as well.
Thank you, Kevin.
Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Thank
Kevin McCullough, we've got a big show yet to come, not the least of which Governor Mike Huckabee joining us before we are done. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.